Please welcome Henry Schaufuss.
Three years ago, I stopped watching football, including the Super Bowl. So instead of watching the Super Bowl, being a film fan, I watched a movie about football. And the first movie I watched was this one here. It's called Gus. It's an old Disney film about a mule that can kick field goals from 100 yards away, and he never misses. The mule is from somewhere in Eastern Europe. He's brought over here by the owner of the team, the Los Angeles Adams, along with his handler. And whenever a field goal is called for, the mule and the handler trot out onto the field. The handler receives the ball from center, spots it, gives the mule the magic word, something like, "Groich." And the mule kicks the ball, and it goes through the uprights, square, and it's another 3 points. Just like making an extra point, automatic. Now, this film has a very good cast. Edward Asner from Mary Tyler Moore Show plays the owner of the team, the Los Angeles Adams. And his head coach is played by Don Knotts. Picture that. He's totally out of his element, but totally. And there's also two supporting players, former pro football players. They're both in the Hall of Fame. Johnny Unitas was one of the announcers. And the other player was a fellow named Dick Butkus, who was an all-pro with the Chicago Bears for many years. And there was one other fellow named Bob Crane, who was on Hogan's Heroes. He was the other. He was the play-by-play announcer. Now this was a fun. This was a very enjoyable film, and I enjoyed it a lot more than I ever any Super Bowl game I ever watched. So the next year, I followed that up with another film about football, and this one is called Paper Lion, and it's actually a true story. It's about a fellow named George Plimpton, who was a writer, but never played a minute of football. But he managed to get invited to the preseason training camp with the Detroit Lions football team. And he shows up. He's trying out for the quarterback position. And it doesn't take long for the players to figure out that he's not a football player at all. He's never played a minute of football in his life. And the interesting thing about this film is there are only two actors in this film. A fellow by the name of Alan Alda plays the part of George Plimpton, the writer. And an actress named Lauren Hutton plays his girlfriend. And everybody else in this film plays or is involved with the Detroit Lions football team. There are no other professional actors in this film. This is an inside look at the world of pro football with the real players. And toward the end of the exhibition season, George is still waiting to get into a game. Well, the last game of the exhibition season is with the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Lions have a big lead. They're ahead by 30 points, so the head coach, Joe Schmidt, decides to put George into the game. There's nothing left. There's nothing to lose there. So George goes in. He's in there just to run out the clock, and he's in for only 3 plays, and he manages to lose only 40 or maybe 50 yards in the short time that he's in there. So this is another excellent film. Alex Karras is in it. John Gordy, and the head coach, Joe Schmidt. They all have important speaking parts in this film. It's the real deal. One more. Okay. This year, I watched a film called Semi-Tough. Anybody ever seen this one? Okay, it stars Burt Reynolds, Kris Kristofferson, and an actress named Jill Clayburgh. And they are the best of friends. They have been sharing an apartment together Bert and Kris are football players, and Jill is the daughter of the owner of the team. Now they're sharing an apartment together. The three of them are the best of friends. And until she figures out which one of the two she wants to marry. Well, it's taken a while, but the guys are being very patient with her. There's no patty fingers or anything like that while she makes up her mind. About halfway through the story, Kris gets the inside track. And Bert goes off to the side. He's by himself now. He says to himself, well, this could be semi-tough. But he makes a comeback, and at the end of the story, him and Jill walk off together. Mm-hmm. Now, what does all this have to do with a wake-up call? Well, I watched the Super Bowl for 48 years in a row. And finally, I realized that there might be better things to do with that time than watch a football game. Yeah? So that's when I started watching these films about football. That was the wake-up call. It took 48 years.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes these wake-up calls take a little bit longer than others. So that's pretty much my story, and I'm sticking to it.